Hello everyone. Tonight is Monday, October the 5th, 2020, and our topic is loving people. The verses are in Proverbs 8:31 and 1 Kings 8:16. In Proverbs 8:31, it says that God's delight were with the sons of men. God loves people. He loves to uphold them, to reveal himself to them from age to age, to save them, and to fellowship with them. God puts more emphasis on people than on things. Although he created the whole universe, yet he cares more about people. This universe he created will disintegrate and dissolve. But he created man to live with him forever. He did not come to earth to redeem earth, but to redeem people. God created man in his own image and for his own delight. God invests a lot in man in order to have man be where God wants him to be. God works in people, for people, by people, and through people to accomplish his work. God cares more about people than any of all his creation. God did not ask man to build a temple for him, but he always emphasized the importance of his presence in their lives as people and as a nation. So God's focus is not on things, but on people. God chooses and uses people to do his work. God loves people, and all his handiwork is planned for people and their satisfaction. He even ordained angels to serve people and to minister to them. God puts people above traditions and regulations. Human need is more important to God than human regulations and rules. Therefore, we must never place rules and traditions above people. People should be more important than rules. As illustrated in Luke 6, 1-11, it says, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." God saves people from their sins and makes them new creatures fit for heaven. In Luke 6:8, it shows the tension that was mounting between Jesus and the Pharisees over the Sabbath. Keeping the Sabbath was rooted in the book of Genesis and in the Ten Commandments, but Jesus broke the law of the Sabbath because to him, people's needs are more important than the law of the Sabbath. The law was never intended to be used by the letter as to permit God's anointed King David to die or to starve. When he asked for bread, he was given hallowed bread. So God let the human need to rule over the ritual of the law. The Sabbath was created by God for man's good. It should not prevent a good work or a work of necessity or a work of love and mercy. When Christ in Luke 6:8 healed the man with the withered right hand, he did it on the Sabbath. He asked the man to stand in the middle of the synagogue. He drew everybody's attention and asked the Pharisees openly, "Do we do good or evil on the Sabbath? To save a man's life or to destroy it?" There was silence, and Jesus healed the man with the withered right hand. The ceremonial rules must give way to a higher moral law to help people. It is human need versus ceremonial law. Jesus was not breaking the Sabbath. He was using it to do good to a human being in need. Ceremonial rule may be dispensed with in cases of necessity. Works of necessity are particularly needed on the Sabbath. The Sabbath day is the Lord's day. Ritual observance should give way to moral duties, and human need is more important than regulations and rules. The lesson here is God loves people. God chooses to work through people. God puts people's needs above traditions and regulations, and we need to focus on helping people and investing in their lives, because God works in people's lives to change them. We have always heard the saying, God loves you as you are, but he won't leave you there. God works on people and develops them from the inside. So what is required of us? God cares about people, and so should we. God cares about human needs, and so should we. God loves people as is, and so should we. God placed human needs above all else, and so should we. God so loved the world, meaning people, and so should we. God did not redeem the human nature, for it is not redeemable. God redeemed people from their human nature. He redeemed them from their human nature. We must love people because of Christ in them and leave their human nature to God. We should look for good in others, but should not be surprised if we find evil. We must accept human beings as they are. That is why we must forbear one another in love. We must love people, if for no other reason than that Jesus died and shed his blood for them. May we forget ourselves and learn to love people as they are and be interested in their needs only to fulfill them. Truly, the Lord helps those who help others. This little poem says it all. I thought I heard the voice of God and climbed the highest steeple. But God declared to me, go down again and dwell among the people. The glory of Christian discipleship is to see the miracle of the emerging person, the new man in Christ, and to realize that we have had a part in his newness under the hand of God. So may we all live for Christ and for others. I love this poem. Lord, help me to live from day to day in such a self-forgetful way that even when I kneel to pray, my prayer shall be for others. Help me in all the work I do to ever be sincere and true, and know that all I do for you must needs be done for others. Let self be crucified and slain and buried deep, and all in vain. May efforts be to rise again, unless to live for others. And when my work on earth is done, and my new work in heaven's begun, may I forget the crown I've won while thinking still of others. Others, O Lord, others, let this my motto be. Help me to live for others, that I may live like thee. Amen.